Hello, Anonymous.
Hello.
Hi there. Welcome.
Thank you. And I just want to say, I know it's been said a lot, but you guys are just indispensable to me.
Good.
And, like, you know, my Bible, my Magnificat, reading the Gospel, Catholic Answers Live. So some order there. And
thank you very much, Anonymous.
Yes, yes. So my question is just the dilemma I am in with my marriage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really concerned about whether or not my marriage can be annulled, because I've been told by two priests that it can be. And I've been married for over 20 years. My husband's had multiple unfaithfulnesses, and actually, you know, we didn't have a child who's 8 years old, and we had her late in life, it wouldn't be a hard question for me what to do. But there's just so many issues to consider when you have a child. There's not any active physical abuse going on. It's more like neglect. So, you know, how do I decide this?
Well, if there isn't any overt neglect, or rather overt abuse, it's so horrible for the child to have parents separate. Just separate, let them divorce. You have to think about the child, and the child really, because the child didn't ask to be born, would it be better for the child to remain in a family, even though it's not ideal? Or would it be better? Is it so bad that the child is suffering in a severe way, and the child needs to be removed from this kind of situation? I think that's really what has to determine it at this point. It's about the child,
right?
Anonymous, is it a daughter? Did you say?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Does she know about the adultery activity? Is this sort of an open secret with him, or is this something that she's unaware of?
She's unaware of it, and he has, you know, counselors that I've gone to, and he's gone at times, say, a new term for me, that he's polyaddicted, and so he's got pornography, he's got gambling. As far as I know, he doesn't have any substance or alcohol abuse, although he had that in his past. And part of this is financial, because I have a lot of our money protected, but it's a continual drain on our finances.
I would imagine.
Gambling stuff.
Anonymous, I'm sure there's a lot more chapters to the story here.
Sure.
Yes.
Do you have a spiritual director? Or do you know your priest in the parish?
You know, our priests are so overworked. So they, you know, I have, you know, over the 20 years, I've talked to two different priests. I just called a supposed Christian counselor, who will be the third therapist that I've seen anyway, to help me deal in a rational way, in a spiritual way, you know. And so I don't have a spiritual director. I can't imagine with the... I have spiritual friends who are aware, who pray with me, who counsel me.
Yeah, well, it's important to have somebody who's close to the situation and can be somewhat objective, because that's a help.
Key.
You know, that's a help.
I'd recommend a website apostolate called The Alexander House Anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
It's run by my good friends Greg and Julie Alexander. They, several years ago, discovered on the same day that each were cheating on the other, and they were 100% positive the marriage was over. They got all kinds of advice about how easy the annulment process is, and Greg had a sterilization, so that was all good to go.
Sure.
He's since reversed it. They have 5 more kids, I believe 7 in total. And if you look at the alexanderhouse.org, you might find more information, and I'll ask listeners to say a prayer for you and for your husband, who sounds like he's in a world of hurt himself.
We'll be praying, too.
Thank you.
Thanks, Anonymous. Appreciate your call.
Okay.